G'day folks, or good evening, should I say. It's February the 7th. I'm just out walking again. You could possibly hear the crunching of snow under our feet. So I might stand still 2 seconds. We're in the middle of a field in Derbyshire. Check the geotag. There's still a light layer of snow. It's turned a little bit icy, a bit frosty. We've got a full moon, not a cloud in the sky, and plenty of stars above. So with me today for my little interview is my friend Raymond.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hello there.
We were just gonna... I just thought about this actually as we were doing a little walk. It's around about 9 o'clock, and we were going to talk about the West Highland Way that Ray and I did in May. So I'm just going to ask Ray a few questions about it. So, Ray, that's Ray's phone going off there in the background. You could probably hear that. Yeah. West Highland Way then. As a whole, what do you think of it?
Terrible.
No,
terrible.
It's enjoyable, really. I know there's a few kind of days where you get a bit down and whatnot, obviously, with weather. Because obviously in Scotland it's a bit changeable, isn't it, to say the
it's
least.
A bit changeable.
So, yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm trying to think of one word to sum it up. Like, overall, really. Don't know what the best word would be. Challenging, probably. Do you think?
Yeah, it's challenging.
Challenging, yeah. Well, it's enjoyable, it's challenging.
Ray and I chose to do the West Highland Way over 4 or 5 days. It's 100 miles from Glasgow, or more specifically, Mulgoy, in the Glasgow suburbs, and it goes up towards Loch Lomond, all the way up the eastern edge of Loch Lomond to Craneleric, Tyndrum, over the vast expanse of Rennet Moor. That's another little joke we've got there. The first time we did the West Highland Way, we were sheltering from the weather and reading the guidebook. And in the guidebook, it says you travel dry-shod across the vast expanses of Rannoch Moor, across the mountains of Mordor.
In that voice.
In that voice. And all our friends, Steve-O and Jay, were there as well, and we all laughed. But we're big Lord of the Rings fans.
Yeah, definitely.
So, over the 100 miles, what would you say was the best section?
I quite like Rannoch Moor, I think, really. Because it's obviously quite vast. Bit of an ankle breaker, isn't it, really? But I think that's my favourite section, I think. The first time I did it, I didn't like it very much, because I was in pain. But the second time, I quite enjoyed it, really. The weather wasn't too bad, was it, really?
Yeah, it's
good. Yeah, I'd say Rannoch Moor, I think, really.
So over the 100 miles, what would you say was the most painful section of the West Highland Way?
I think it was the second day, I think. Across the next side of Loch Lomond, I think it was.
Yeah, we chose to do a really big day. The first night we camped in the forest, it's the Garadbahan Forest.
Yeah.
And we camped in the forest under tarps, and then we chose to do an epic. It was like 30 miles, wasn't it?
Yeah, 30 miles. Yeah.
It was a big day, that second day.
End of the first day, I think, had a good day, but the last hour was miserable, wasn't it, really? Because it started to rain a bit heavy, and couldn't find shelter, could we? Trying to find shelter, should we say.
Yeah, we're heading for the... I forgot what it's called now. For the campsite, Baneglass campsite.
Yeah.
And we booked a little room there. So we just pushed on for 30 miles, and the last mile was a bit of an ankle breaker, wasn't it? We were just in the zone.
Yeah, just kind of get
tramping
on. And get on with it, didn't you, really? Yeah. It's pretty painful, really. Mm. Plus, I was a little bit hungry as well.
Yeah. So that was my short little interview there. We've got 30 seconds left. I wish I had the longer time for the booze. Hopefully you've been able to hear our little discussion. We've got a very light breeze coming in, and it's coming straight towards where I've been holding the phone. So this may be a write-off. But in the last 14, 13, 12 seconds, I'll say thank you for listening. Thanks to Ray for letting me interview you.
Thank you.
And I'll catch you on February the 8th, hopefully, if I can think of something interesting to say. Goodbye.